your size is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I am not Matt Man. I am Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Good. It's a good week.
Yeah?
It's good week. It's halfway through, so that's always good.
Yes, halfway through is pretty good. Whoa, nice.
Geezums.
Ripping them out. We had... it's good. What happens when I feed you soda?
My tummy gets all bubbly.
We had our newspaper article come out on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. John released it. John Fake News.
Fake News John.
Journalist.
Johnny Olson.
Johnny Olson. Yep. Thanks to John for releasing our article. It was a pretty good article.
Thank you, John.
Made us sound a lot cooler than I think we really are.
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. Only a little, all right, peeps?
So if you live in the Port Charlotte or Northport area, you can check that out. It was in the newspaper last Sunday. I don't know how you're going to see it now. Do they still have those things at the library where you can go and look up past newspaper articles? I would assume
so. Usually you can also, like most newspaper websites, you can look them up too.
Yeah, so check it out on there also. So.
Check it out. Ooh, hello.
The other things we got going on, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Not much.
Yeah, that's about it. It's all the things. So many things.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and dive into the meat and potatoes, I think. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
Plus meat and potatoes.
So if you're not familiar with our podcast, we talk about five different segments in our podcast. Things we love to geek out about, things that make us who we are. Yeah, it's movies, comic books, TV shows, food, and geek news, Tom.
Oh, man, another one.
So each and every week, we always start with our first section, Movie Pick of the Week. This movie is coming out for now for 2 weeks, but I wanted to talk about it. Because okay. I'm excited, because they keep coming out with trailers, and there's TV spots everywhere, and commercials. And
it does look great.
Yes. Have you seen the newest commercial where... I forget what car company it is.
Oh, the Dodge owns
the Dodge, and they're doing like a Batman
like who, they're like a survey, like who would buy this, and he's like staying at these people like, I don't know, this is practice. Like, what are you talking about? He does all this and that. It's so, got missile launchers.
We're talking about the Lego Batman movie. There are TV spots everywhere for this movie. Trailers everywhere for this movie. Lego Batman is coming out on February 10th. I'm predicting that Lego Batman might even bring in more money than the Lego movie.
You think so?
I think so.
It's pretty bold.
I think it's going to make a buttload of money.
Like a Bruce Wayne like amount of money?
A ridiculous amount of money. Like record-breaking money.
Well, considering how awesome the Lego movie is and how popular it was, it would make sense that like people are going to that expecting that level of awesomeness.
Yep. Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, Lego movies are awesome.
Everything is cool. You play with Legos.
Well, the thing is a lot of people thought maybe the Lego movie was kind of a kid's movie, right?
Yeah.
But then once they saw it, they realized how awesome it was and all the pop culture things. And Batman was probably one of the best things from the movie.
It was pretty awesome.
And everybody loves Grandma. Everybody loves Batman.
Everybody loves Grandma. I mean, you should love your grandma.
You should love your grandma. Everybody loves grandma's cookies. What I was going to say is everybody loves Batman, even little grandmas.
Even little grandmas. So, is it a thing? Like grandmas for Batman? Is there like a group
grandmas
on Facebook?
For Batman. GFB.
G-Maz for B-Man.
I love Batman. I love knitting and crocheting. And Wilford Brimley and Batman. And Matlock. And Jeopardy. And Wheel of Fortune.
When I was a girl, we didn't have cars, but we did realize we wanted a Batmobile.
We would watch Adam West and his nice face and voice.
Oh, so handsome.
Him and his young lad.
His young boy wonder.
His young ward doing heroic
things. I sound like Krang's grandma.
shots. And
oh,
like,
my Christ. You don't talk to me much anymore. Makes me feel lonely. Craig.
So do you think the GFBs would have, like, a...
GFBs, I love it.
Do you think they have, like, a weekly meeting?
They do. So my guess is they get together and they crochet cowls, and they talk about their favorite comic book or TV show, episode of the original Batman.
Like what they watched last week. Yeah. Do you think they prefer Adam West Batman, or do you think they like the newer stuff?
I'm betting they're probably old school.
They might like Michael Keaton, maybe.
Keaton.
And they might enjoy the Lego Batman now.
Maybe Clooney. Maybe only because of Clooney, not because of the movie. Yeah. The movie was bad. The
movie was pretty bad, yes. How old do you think you have to be to be a
to be
GFB?
G-Maw for Batman? Uh-huh. G-Maw for B-Man? I think you have to be at least 60, but probably like upwards of 68.
So it doesn't count if you're like, if there's a grandma who's like 40, that doesn't count.
No, that's barely a grandma. Old.
So just because they're called a grandma doesn't make them eligible to be a GFB.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Grandma's for Batman.
Grandma's for Batman.
So, they got to be over 60.
You have to be retired.
You got to be retired, okay.
You
got
to
be collecting Social Security.
That's right.
You know how to crochet.
That's part of it. It's just how it
is. And so, do they make snacks and stuff for these meetings?
Yes, they have hard candies.
Okay.
All grandmas have their hard candies.
Are they're black hard candies.
Licorice. Oh. I assume that's what you meant by black hard candy.
No, because they're Batman.
They're Dark Knight candies.
Dark Knight candies. It's funny. So they have hard candies and they crochet and just talk about Batman.
Yeah, they make little pastries too in case their grandkids show up.
What do the pastries look like?
Look like little
bat symbols.
Little different things. They could be Batmobiles, bat symbols.
Okay.
Maybe a Joker head.
Do you think they would celebrate the Joker, or do you think they'd be like, Joker's a bad boy.
He's a very bad boy.
He tries to kill our Batman.
He does naughty things.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, they by
the way, Grandma's for Batman is copyrighted by DFG.
Yeah, so if you want to start that, you got to come to us first, grandmas. You know, if you think about it, in the future, there will be grandmas for Batman.
There will be.
We reach that age, we'll have G-Maws for B-Man.
Can we be grandpas for, I don't know, grandpas? Grandpas for Jyn Orso?
There you go. Why Jyn Orso? She dies. Spoiler.
Because I looked up at my wall and I saw the Jyn Orso poster. Grandpas for Vader? Grandpas for Catwoman. Grandpas for Harley Quinn.
There we go. Grandpas for Turtles.
Grandpas for Turtles. There you go. So, Lego Batman, Tom, the synopsis of the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, I'm a little curious.
This is the official synopsis. It's very vague. There are big changes brewing in Gotham. Uh-huh. But if Batman wants to save the city from the Joker's hostile takeover, he may have to drop the lone vigilante thing and try to work with others and maybe, just maybe, learn to lighten up.
Okay.
So
it does kind of get that from the trailer, so it makes sense.
Yes, it does seem like Batman is, even from the Lego movie, Batman's kind of a stiff, right? Yeah. He is very serious and emo Batman all the time. And so it seems like Alfred is trying to get him to have a family connection, introduces him to Robin. We know that Barbara Gordon / Batgirl is in this, because Rosario Dawson does the voice.
Yep.
So you have Will Arnett does the voice of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Rosario Dawson does the voice of Batgirl. Michael Cera is
Robin.
The voice of Robin. And then...
I forget who Alfred is.
Alfred is somebody big, too. Who's the guy who plays Ralphinius, Voldemort.
Oh, yep, that's right.
Is and then... Two-Face is played by Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Galifianakis
is
the Joker. So it's an all-star
it's
cast.
It's a big cast.
It's a very big cast. And
Harley Quinn is Jenny Slate. She was an SNL alumni.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. Poor Mariah Carey.
What? Why? What was that?
You didn't hear about the Super Bowl thing?
Oh, that
the
thing,
Super
yeah.
Bowl fiasco.
That wasn't Super Bowl. It was the New Year's.
It was New Year's. You're correct. Because Super Bowl hasn't happened yet.
Nope. We looked to the future, so all she was singing, it was going to be bad.
What are you most excited about for this Batman movie, Tom?
I just can't wait to see how they take that humor style for the original Lego movie.
Yeah.
And just, like, bring it over to this Lego
The movie. Humor style was pretty good.
Because it's like jokes that are just, like, you're bombarded with so many jokes. Like, sometimes you miss jokes, so when you watch it through again, you get even more jokes. It's very layered in a joke. It's like a joke cake.
It's like a joke onion.
Ogres are not like cakes. Comedian ogres are like comic onions.
Comic onions.
They have joke layers.
I'm excited for that too. I'm also excited to see
first try. I love that part when he's like throwing the batarangs at the switch.
Yeah,
and then one just like flops on. And he's like first try, even though he throws like 10 at it.
I'm excited to see all the little nods to the DC universe.
Yeah, I think that'll be pretty.
Maybe nods to the Lego movie also.
Or nods to, like, just, like, Ben Affleck. I think that'd be funny if they, like, made fun of a little bit of the current...
I think that would be pretty funny. The current DC universe a little bit. Because in the trailer, they make fun of all Batman's different stages. So
yeah, like all his different outfits and stuff.
Yep, and the Adam West
Batman. I need this for that. I need that. The suit. While we're talking about this, they have some cool sets you can actually buy for Lego Batman movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I kind of tempted to get that Batcave one. It actually comes like little different suits you can put in.
Oh, that's cool.
So cool.
So they have little Bat. I'm sure they have a Batmobile probably too. Mm-hmm.
They have like Batmobile, the Batcave, I think the Batwing, and like a couple other random stuff like versus like Mr. Freeze and Joker and stuff.
Yeah. And then we've been playing Lego Dimensions, and Batman is pretty funny in
He's
that, too.
He's heavily featured in that.
Yeah, so...
It's the thing, it's the serious, like, animated series-style Batman, though.
Yeah.
A little more serious than, like, Lego Movie goofy Batman.
Well, he was kind of serious, too, was he? Well, he tried to be serious.
He was brooding.
He was brooding, and he was so serious that it came
He's
off.
He's an artist.
And he's pining over...
Millionaire! No parents!
Get to the song.
That movie was great. It's just great.
So, how many stars do you think you're going to give this movie?
I'm going to give it a... If it's as good as the original Lego movie, which I gave it... I would give it a 5 out of 5. I'd give this a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 stars.
So I'm hoping for at least a 4.
I think it's going to be pretty good, too. I think it's probably going to be up there. I would say 5 out of 5, too. I think it's going to be pretty...
Oh, and because our grading scale changes all the time, so don't judge us.
It used to be 10s.
That's what I was going to say. So don't judge us. It's whatever we want.
I think it's going to be 4 out of 2.
7 out of 4 pies!
I think it's going to be...
3.1 out of 4
88 stars out of 100.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do whatever we want.
Do you think that if this movie takes off and makes as much movie as the Lego movie... That they might try to do spinoffs of this as well?
Of Batman? I think they should just do different Lego universes. Or maybe a sequel to Lego movie.
Okay.
I don't know what they would do. They'd have to do like some sort of new outside villain because they kind of wrapped it up at the end.
Yeah, they did.
With Will Ferrell's character.
I think if they did, what was his name?
Mr. Business or something like that?
Lord Business.
Lord Business, that's it.
I think if they did... like a villain one or a Superman movie. Superman was pretty decent. I really liked the dynamic between Superman and Green Lantern in the Lego movie.
Oh, that was funny where they're like, he's like, leave me alone.
So what if they did a Justice League?
A Lego Justice League?
That'd be fun, right?
That'd be fun.
Because they could introduce all the same characters, but it would be not just centric on Superman
trying to avoid Green Lantern.
Yep.
And Batman brooding, doing, more songs.
So, this movie comes out on February 10th. Don't miss it. Go check it out. I think it's going to at least make
GFB's going to be there in Storm.
I think it'll at least make 200.
Knitting up a storm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think at least 200. Yeah. I don't know if it'll break a mil, but it'll probably break a mil before it leaves theater.
And if any, if we
well,
have
well,
any,
well, definitely a million. I think it'll do at least like 10 million. Maybe five. I'll say 5 million opening weekend because 200,000 is not that high.
Oh, I wasn't thinking 200,000. I'm sorry.
200 mil.
200 million.
There you go.
Wow, I'm tired, man. It's I don't sleepy. Know what's got me so sleepy.
There's all that wrestling.
I think it's gonna do 200 million for sure.
Okay.
I think definitely. Yeah. Rogue One's almost at a billion already.
Oh wow.
But
dang, son.
I could see it doing 200 million for sure. You think so?
I
too?
Think it'd do that over its whole run. Yeah, at least 200.
You don't think in just the opening weekend it could do 200?
I think
200 million.
No, I'm betting like 100 maybe opening weekend. Everything is Batman.
All right. So, hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tommy's Geek Pick. Tommy's Geek Pick of the Tommy's Comic Pick of the Week.
We'll get it there. Take three. Click. Before we need Leviticus to edit. I'm just kidding.
All right. Holy cow.
All right. So, what is it again?
Tommy's Comic Pick of the Week.
Okay.
Wait, you reading any good comics right
so
now?
So this week,
come out?
I read... So last week... Well, I'll break this down. A couple weeks ago, they started a new little miniseries, a 6-issue spread called Deadpool the Duck.
Oh, nice. Covering it's Donald Duck and Deadpool mashup.
No,
right?
Howard the Duck. Wrong duck.
Howard the
Daffy
Duck.
Daffy Duck.
So it's Howard the Duck and Deadpool mashed
up. No, it's they kill Deadpool, and they take his Fog Wah, and they shove it with, like, other Marvel super... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, they stole our idea!
So, yeah, it's literally, like, Deadpool and Howard the Duck, like, get combined... Like, a freak accident combines their bodies, and now they're trying to figure out this intergalactic mystery while trying to share the same body.
Okay, so they're both... conscious.
Yes. So basically what seems to have happened is Deadpool is right now in Howard's body and Howard's like stuck in the negative zone, but he can send his consciousness to talk to Deadpool.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So what happens is like it starts off by Deadpool's like being recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D. to go fight some alien. And Howard's like somewhere else just driving one day and a spaceship almost crashes and hits him. It turns out it's Rocket Raccoon. And the big problem is Rocket Raccoon has space rabies.
What?
So he's got to figure out where the heck that came from. At the same time, that's the same alien that Deadpool was hired to go take care of. So they're fighting, blah, 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 laughing, haha. And then Rocket, so Deadpool, like, teleports while he's fighting Rocket. And he's like, ha-ha, teleporter. And so while they're fighting, Rocket bites on the Deadpool's teleporter. And that's what merges them together. The freak accident like makes the teleporter malfunction, and now they're.
So whoops. Where is Howard the Duck then?
He's like in negative. He's in the negative zone. It's hard to explain. It's so they kind of just skip somewhat over that. They just show him floating in the negative zone. He's like,
And then so when he bites the teleporter, then Howard the Duck and Deadpool merge together.
Yeah. And now they got to figure out. While sharing the same body, where the space rabies is coming from.
So does it have a, So they're trying to figure out where the space rabies came from to help cure Rocket?
Yep.
And themselves, obviously.
And try to fix themselves in the process.
Okay.
So the second issue, well, that was the first issue, is them getting combined together. The second issue is them trying to figure out where the space rabies comes from, so they go flying off into this Roxxon space station satellite. And in the middle of it, like, it starts to get self-destruct. So they're trying to get out of the thing. So while this is happening, like, up until this point, Deadpool's kind of in control of the body. So, like, at the end of the issue, you have him, like, Howard's, like, trying to get him to, like, no, stop. Because, like, basically Deadpool is trying to leave. Like, there's, like, a janitor and a security guard on the ship. But Deadpool's just trying to escape. And Howard's like, no, you gotta save him. So now they're having this conflict of them fighting over.
So it's their two... That's interesting. That's kind of cool that they're having, introducing Howard the Duck a lot more.
Yeah, he's making a big comeback in the comic universe.
Do you think his comics are pretty popular, though? Do you think that's why they keep coming
out
with them?
I think they're funny.
Do you?
I have all of them.
So it is called Deadpool the Duck comic. It's produced by Marvel Comics, right?
Yep.
The first one came out on January 4th. So it's a weekly comic, I would take it then.
It's bi-weekly. Out or
bi-weekly.
The second one came out last week.
Okay.
And the next one comes out February
8th. Is this a mini-series or is it an ongoing
series? It's a mini-series. I think it's only 6 issues.
Okay. Do you want me to read the official synopsis
from
Marvel?
Let's do this for the people at home.
What do you get when you take one cynical
anthropomorphic,
anthropomorphic duck named Howard and cross it with the smelliest...
Really?
And most annoying mercenary...
He wears that suit all the time.
...in the Marvel Universe, Deadpool the Duck. When Deadpool is sent on a mission from S.H.I.E.L.D. to capture a high-profile E.T. that is rampaging across the High Plains, the snatch and grab turns out to be much more complicated than the Merc with a Mouth anticipated. One unfortunate wrong place at the wrong time accident later leaves Deadpool and Howard fighting for control of the cutest mercenary the Marvel Universe has ever seen. It is written by Stuart Moore, who wrote Cloak and Dagger and Thanos Death Sentence novel. And art is by Jacopo Camagini. Deadpool Secret Star, Secret Wars. Secret Wars he penciled for also. So do you recommend it so far?
It's funny. I like it. It pokes fun at a lot of things. Like there's a part where like Howard's kind of, since he's like a detective, he still does that like over monologue where he's describing what he's doing. So there's a part where he's talking about how he's got to go find like a side, like he's contemplating whether he wants to like go life alone or he needs someone to help. So he's like, maybe I should go get help from more of a blockbuster movie, blockbuster star, not like myself, where he's making fun of his movie. And that's where Rocket Raccoon comes flying into place. Like, hey, Rocket, hey, wait, you were in a blockbuster movie? And then the rabies kicks it.
Oh, that's funny. That's cool.
So it makes fun of a lot of stuff.
Is it very Deadpool written, kind of?
It's
out
very
there
Deadpool written. So the first half of the first one is, well, I don't know, it hasn't really broken the fourth wall too much. But the first one's kind of funny where it's talking about, like, he's talking to this like agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is like this little nobody, and he's just like every once in a while he'll just stop and start talking to what he calls his spirit animal, and it's literally just like Wolverine's floating head. it's funny because they're talking.
Is Wolverine talking to him too? Yeah. That's funny. That's cool.
Like they're, for some reason he thinks that the agent is like trying to sell him this like abandoned grocery store, which is a S.H.I.E.L.D. base,
okay,
or S.H.I.E.L.D. safe house. So he's like talking to Wolverine about things they should buy. And so Wolverine's like, yeah, Bob, you need to go buy those like African throw pillows that we were looking at or something like that. It's funny.
That's funny. That sounds pretty good. It sounds like a lot of fun.
And that's what happens to Howard. Howard turns into a spirit animal, so he keeps treating him like it, even though Howard doesn't like it.
Howard doesn't like being treated like a spirit animal?
Yep.
Damn Deadpool. What an a-hole.
What a
couple of a-holes.
What a crazy a-hole.
All right, so people should go pick that up at the local brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar, son.
Go pick it up there. Read Deadpool the Duck.
Deadpool the Duck.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
TV Geek Pick of the Week.
Are we, like, changing all the titles?
TV Geek of the Week.
I thought it was TV Pick of the Week.
Yeah. TV Pick of the Week.
There it is.
I'm too sleepy.
Too sleepy. My favorite show is...
So, you got anything you've been watching this past week?
I just finished Clone Wars.
Okay. So, you took a break from Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah.
Have you watched any more of that?
No, I'm going to go right back into it now that I finished Clone Wars.
I've only watched one more episode since then.
Okay.
So, were you happy with how Clone Wars ended?
The way the last season goes is very interesting. I think they're trying to tie it back into the movie universe a lot.
Okay.
So, they kind of like, you know, try to answer some questions that kind of pop up. In the movies.
So it made it a little disjointed, maybe, you think?
A little. It kind of stopped being about the Clone Wars almost completely towards, like, the latter half. It, like, almost, it explains, like, why the clones turn on the Jedis and how Yoda's able to, like, keep his consciousness after dying and stuff like that. So it's cool little concept episodes, but they just literally just, like, stop worrying
about it. But Yoda doesn't die in the Clone Wars.
No, but he learns how to stay alive when he does.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, Qui-Gon Jinn in the Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Like, they're talking to Qui-Gon
and
stuff?
Yeah, he's
the
one that kind of brings him to that place that he
needs
to go to. That's
sweet. Is it really voice?
It sounds like Liam Neeson. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, that'd be pretty
amazing. I forgot to look it up while I was watching, but it sounds a lot like him.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
I have gotten distracted, Tom. And I have the WWE Network now. And so I've been binge watching WrestleManias.
WrestleManias.
It's just, I think maybe I'm excited about WrestleMania coming up.
Yeah.
So I've gotten away from all the other geeky shows and stuff I need to get caught up on. And I'm just rewatching old WrestleManias whenever I have downtime. So the other day I watched WrestleMania 18 with The Rock and Hulk Hogan. And then I watched WrestleMania 15 with HBK and Stone Cold and Mike Tyson in it. And then I watched WrestleMania 17. And today I watched WrestleMania 23 and 24 and part of 25. So, and WrestleManias are like 3 hours long.
Yeah,
so
it's
taking
short.
Up a lot of time. There's been some where I'll skip some matches that I don't want to see. But I've just really been watching WrestleMania like crazy. So that's kind of what I'm watching right now.
The WWE, it was Liam Neeson.
Was it really Liam Neeson? That's amazing. That's so cool.
Liam Neeson's amazing.
If you like wrestling, I would definitely suggest getting the WWE Network.
Because it's pretty much, it's like an online streaming thing. Yeah. You could just stream matches and things like
anything
that.
Anything you want.
Stuff.
Yeah, the only thing you can't really get, which I think kind of sucks, is you can't get recent Raws and
that makes sense. So you have to like wait a little bit.
So you can get recent pay-per-views, but not the TV shows because they still want to
really
drive
get recent pay-per-views.
Yeah, because the pay-per-views come on WWE Network. Mm. That's the whole.
You have to buy it on the network, or is it free? Oh wow,
yeah, it's free with the network.
Well, there you go, folks.
That's what the whole pull of the network is. That's why a lot of people get it. Mm-hmm. It's because it's $10 a month. And you get every pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. So there is a fee for it.
$10 a month.
That's not so bad, though.
But pay-per-views used to be like $60 a month.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And so really, it's the same.
For a match, really, isn't it? Like $30-$40 a match?
No. $60 for just the whole pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
That would be crazy for $30 per match. That'd be nuts.
Just make sure. I don't know. I don't own, like, say, a sports style restaurant where it shows these things all the time.
And you used to watch wrestling way back in the day,
I used to, yeah.
Attitude Era kind
of
stuff?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
A lot of Triple H and...
Do you have a favorite Shawn WrestleMania?
Michaels. I don't know if I've watched like an entire WrestleMania.
No.
They're so long.
They are very long. They are for sure. I think my favorite WrestleMania is probably WrestleMania 10.
10?
Yes. I love the Bret Hart and Owen Hart match.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good,
oh,
yeah. So I am also a wrestling geek. So we need to find a wrestling geek out there.
Yes.
So we can have an all-wrestling episode.
That would be awesome, brother.
That would be. Brother. So, well, get to WWE. And this sounds like a commercial for the WWE Network. WWE Network, $9.99 a month.
We
should
get
some of that. It's amazing. I'll tag WWE Network in our Twitter post.
The most electrifying geeks in geek entertainment.
Do you smell what the geeks are advertising?
Yes. Patent it. Put it in my wallet.
And then you're advertising for the Clone Wars, right?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Star Wars in general, bro. I'm all about the wars, man.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Food, glorious food.
I love me the moon.
So I saw an article on Facebook this week.
The books?
Yes. And it made me very intrigued.
Okay.
Supposedly, Hostess has come up with their own line of ice cream being released.
Really?
And what happened, why it became a news article... is because the Hostess accidentally released it early to a couple grocery stores.
Oh.
And so it got snuck out there. And
I doubt
so
that's an accident.
Hostess hasn't had a comment on it yet. But it came out a little early. So it's right now there's three different kinds of ice creams.
Okay.
So you have the snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones with the little pink sugar
the
pink, on the outside.
The coconut. And
the coconut, the pink.
The cake on the inside.
Yep. And then you've got the cupcakes.
Okay. Like a zebra cake? Or is that Little Debbie?
The Little Debbie ones. Okay. The Little Debbie are the zebra ones. Okay. The cupcakes are the Hostess cupcakes are the ones with the swirlies.
Oh, okay.
It's the black ones, yep. And then they got the little swirly things. And then Twinkies, Tom.
Twinkies, bro.
Twinkies ice cream, bro. They are the
staple. I would like to try a Twinkies. Not a big pint, but like a little bit.
Just a little bit. Because even a Twinkie, just a regular Twinkie, gets a little overcooked. Yeah,
you got to have them one at a time. Because if you try to like go like five Twinkies in a row, it's too much.
It is too much. I could probably eat half a Twinkie. Realistically, Twinkies, for me, it's good for a bite. Because they're a little gross, realistically.
It was a cream-filled sponge cake. Let's think about it.
I don't think I would be like Woody Harrelson and travel the world. You would travel
the world
Twinkies.
In the seven seas for Twinkie?
I would it's walk not that 500 miles
I would fight 500 dead.
Just to be the man to put
500 Twinkies in my mouth and die right there. Diabetes! You know, that would suck.
I like Twinkies! I like Twinkies!
And a ding and a ding and a ding 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 dongs. So, it would kind of stink. Being in the zombie apocalypse and having, like, diabetes. Because insulin would run out. And you are now running in the world.
Oh, that would suck.
Borderline stroking out. Because the insulin is out. You have to keep your blood sugar in check.
That would suck. Well, there probably wouldn't be that much sugar to eat, though, either, really.
I don't know.
Be hard to find. I'm never going to hear song from the Proclaimers the same way again. I thought you were diabetes!
Ding dong.
I like Twinkies!
I like Twinkies.
We're also going to tag the Proclaimers.
Give credit where credit is due. That's what we should do. Just take songs and just like put our favorite foods to them. That's what we do.
We should email Weird Al, tell him he needs to do a Hostess Cupcake song.
I'm surprised he hasn't.
After the Proclaimers. What is the actual name of that song?
500 Miles? I don't think it's 500 Miles?
I think it's... oh, man.
I think it's 500 Miles.
I don't think so. It has a weird surname, I think.
All right, I'll look it up.
Okay.
So, Hostess Ice Cream.
Hostess Ice Cream. So, if they don't have an exact release date of it in stores, I would go check out your local grocery store to see if it's accidentally there.
Yeah.
So, that kind of got me thinking about, if Hostess is coming out with all these different ice creams, other food brands should do the exact same thing. I think other food brands should reach out and make their own ice cream. So, I thought we could talk about what food brands we would like
to...
I'm gonna be
the man who walks with left for me or something like that.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. I cannot walk anymore because it hurts.
My legs.
My stump. Cut my foot off. The dang of diabetes took my foot.
Put the insulin in my belly.
Take an insulin. Take a shot right into my tummy. The song like switched from Hostess foods to just diabetes.
I like Twinkies. All right, so I was thinking there should be other food brands that make their own line of ice cream.
Okay.
So a couple that I came up with, McDonald's.
McDonald's? What would the top McDonald's ice creams be?
I think
so. Sticking away from the McFlurries and stuff, right. Which is obviously
apple pie.
Apple pie, okay.
So have you had their apple pies?
Yeah,
their apple pies are amazing.
I do like crave them every once in a while.
And I don't know how they haven't done that in a McFlurry yet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How have they not made? I almost got angry. Like how
have you not done this, McDonald's?
McDonald's, have you not made? An apple pie McFlurry.
Get off your McAss and get to it. Sheesh.
So it's easy. All you have to do is you take a McFlurry cup, right?
Yeah.
And then you put the ice cream in the cup. You take an apple pie out of the box and you put it in your hands and you smush it up.
Yeah, but it doesn't
and
like
you shove it in the
it's
ice
not
cream.
Like solid pieces though, like Oreos or Reese's, whatever they still do.
No, but then you could just mix it together, and then so you put the because you see them make the McFlurry.
Yeah,
because you get the spoon,
the shove
spoon,
the spoon it clicks on there.
You put it in the hole, and then it clicks on, and then you just and it stirs it. So you could put break the apple cut. You could even just cut the apple pie pieces up. Stick it in and then stir it up. And then you can get the little cream, the little apple filling. And then you got those nice little flaky chucks of apple pie in there.
All right. You got me. You won me over.
Right. So McDonald's needs to get on that.
Get up on it, Mickey D.
Yes. Roy McCrockett or whatever his name is. Roy Crocker, the guy who made McDonald's.
The CEO.
I think he's dead now.
He probably did.
Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc, that's his name.
Diabetes.
He died of diabetes.
McDiabetes.
So I think they could definitely do an apple pie ice cream.
Okay, how about the Big Mac ice cream? I'm sorry, the waffle. Big Mac ice cream.
How could they pull that off to make it appetizing?
I don't know.
They could make it like a Neapolitan ice cream.
So it looks like a burger?
So it looks like a burger. You got like two buns.
Like a chocolate to look like the buns.
Right, and then in the middle, you
can... Also, it's two all beef patties, special sauce, so... What would the beef be? Like dark chocolate? This would be really dark.
Yeah, it'd have to be really dark. And then you could put, in the bun part, you could put little like seeds in there
you
to
put
make
sesame
it
seeds
look
in
like
there?
Sesame seeds with sesame seeds.
Two
all
beef patty special sauce, or you just do like, I don't know, sort of like strawberry. Cause it's kinda,
so it could just look like a Big Mac.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily
good.
Have to taste like a Big Mac. Cause
pickles,
be
onions,
kinda...
or pickles, onions, all sesame seed bun.
And they could do a pickle ice cream.
It's mint.
I would try a pickle ice cream.
I like pickles. I'd try pickle ice cream.
They can make one that tastes like a cheeseburger. In fact, where they make like a ketchup ice cream, a mustard ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and a pickle ice cream, and make that into a Neapolitan. And so that's...
Wait, by itself without the burger ice cream?
Yeah, with no burger ice cream.
So the condiment ice cream?
The condiment ice cream.
That sounds terrible. Like just eating frozen ketchup and mustard.
That's all a cheeseburger tastes like is mustard, ketchup,
yeah,
and pickles.
The temperature kind of helps. Like eating a cold cheeseburger is not the same as eating like a hot cheeseburger.
Yeah, good point. Cold cheeseburgers are kind of gross.
Yeah.
You know, and they
so just picture that with more milk.
But then McDonald's does their special shakes every year. So they have their eggnog shake.
So the shamrock shake.
They do the shamrock shake. So they could take those shakes and make those an ice cream.
That'd be okay. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they have to have eggnog ice cream already.
Yeah, but McDonald's could do their own brand.
Okay.
McDonald's eggnog ice cream. Because what's selling it is not the fact that it's good ice cream.
This is a McDonald's.
It's McDonald's brand name. Okay. People are going to buy it just because it says McDonald's on it. They could just take a whole bunch of old fryer grease and put it in a box and say McDonald's fryer grease ice cream.
French fry ice cream.
And people would just buy it because
chicken nugget ice cream.
Because they're like, and then they just be eating it like, this tastes like McDonald's.
It tastes like sorrow.
And they're just eating old solidified fryer grease.
Cold fryer grease.
Oh, it makes me want to throw up, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
So, another thing that I had is Doritos.
Doritos.
What if Doritos made an ice cream?
So, obviously, you got to have your staples, like your Cool Ranch.
A Cool Ranch Doritos
ice cream. You got to have your nacho cheese.
So I figure they could have a sweet flavor of ice cream and then figure out like the best kind of ice cream.
Like a cream cheese nacho.
What about their sweet Thai chili? That one might work.
Oh, that one was pretty good.
That one might work in an ice cream.
That one was good. It was like spicy and sweet at the same time.
Or what if Mountain Dew, what if Pepsi and Doritos teamed together? And so they did like a Mountain Dew flavored ice cream with Doritos in it.
Okay.
And you could call it, like, Mountain Dew and Taco Bell presents 420
ice cream. 420
ice cream. Fourth meal ice cream.
Fourth meal.
fourth 20 fourth meal 20. Ice cream.
It's bueno.
Yo quiero fourth meal ice cream.
Yo quiero fourth meal.
I don't think there's, So Pepsi could do a bunch of different ice cream. So they could do just a regular cola
Pepsi cherry.
They could do cherry Pepsi Mountain Dew.
What else do they own? Dr. Pepper?
Sprite.
Or is Dr. Pepper Coke?
Sprite is Coke.
So Mellow Sierra Yellow. Sierra Mist. That's
Mellow
right.
Yellow. I think Pepsi Baja
Blast.
Fanta,
I would have the Baja Blast.
Yeah. Pitch Black Mountain Dew ice cream.
That would be good. It's like a dark cherry.
Those would be the most popular of the Mountain Dew ice creams.
So forget Doritos. Just go with Mountain Dew.
So Pepsi is probably the most logical sounding one so far, right?
Over Coke. Ice cream.
Like Coca-Cola could do it also.
I think they just do like a float ice cream. So it's like a Coke float ice cream. It already tastes like a Coke float.
Ooh, that'd be pretty good. Coke float ice cream and they have Sprite. Sprite ice cream would be a little weird.
It'd be like sherbet almost.
It would be almost sherbet-y. What else does Coke have? Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Peep.
Cherry Coke.
Me clean, Mr. Pibb.
They can make a Jack and Coke ice cream.
Ooh. We could make a Jack and Coke ice cream.
So the other ideas I had was Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Krispy Kreme could make their own ice cream, a Krispy Kreme donut ice cream. That might be good, right? Or some of their other flavored kind of donuts.
I don't know their other flavors. It's always that, like,
just that glaze.
That glazed.
I would just eat an ice cream. They could just make me
fried
an
ice cream.
And put vanilla ice cream in front of me and then just pour that glaze all over top
of
it.
What do you want to, like, fry it in the donut? Like, wrap in a little bit of flour, fried ice cream with Krispy Kreme glaze on it?
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I know, right?
Krispy Kreme needs to start selling.
We're going to start working on our Homer brothers.
Dunkin' Donuts. Same kind of thing, though, to be donut ice cream.
Because they don't really have, like, a staple donut. They just have the, like, I mean, like, the Munchkin ice cream, maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea. And then you could offend a bunch of munchkins.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean? Is this ice cream for small people? I don't like it.
And then my
Not implying that munchkins... Well, munchkins in the movie in Wizard of Oz sound
that's
like
that. That's what they do.
But real life, they don't.
My other idea is... And this one is probably would work the most. Other than maybe Pepsi. I think Pepsi would work pretty good. General Mills. If you don't know General Mills...
Meals?
I am pronouncing that weird.
Meals.
Anyway. General Mills.
It is like a meal, though.
produces cereal, Tom.
They do.
Tommy, 2 stars.
Tommy T.
And Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios. Lucky Charms.
Wheaties. Cocoa Puffs.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Reese's Puffs.
Trix.
Ooh, they have a lot.
Chex.
Chex
is underrated, by the way.
I love Chex Mix,
man. Yeah, Chex Mix is good. Fiber One.
Ooh, in case you need ice cream, they help you poop.
Yes. So I think that would be pretty sweet to have cereal-flavored ice cream. Because you could have just vanilla, right?
Yeah.
Regular vanilla, like milk ice cream. And then you just put cereal in it.
It's true.
That'd be super good, right?
That's a good concept.
Thank you. All these companies need to hire me to make their fat
That's
foods
right.
for them.
They're fat foods. So what are we going to do? We're going to take cereal and put it in the ice cream.
And then you're going to put it in my mouth.
What else?
Bacon.
Okay.
Put the bacon in it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Move along.
Thank you, sir.
Sir.
Mr. Sir Matman to you.
How'd you get in here? I ate my way in.
I ate all of your... I ate the leprechaun and I ate the rabbit.
I ate Lucky and I ate the Trix rabbit.
Trix is for Matman.
Trix are for me.
Put the rabbit in my mouth.
Ate it like Daryl from Walking Dead.
The leprechaun tasted oddly like marshmallows.
It tasted kind of funny.
Oh, that was good.
It made me feel a little tipsy after eating.
Tasted like whiskey. Do you have any other food brands you think that could make cereals? That would be good.
I'm trying to think, like, other than, like, obviously Little Debbie, which is a lot like Hostess already.
Yep. Yeah, Little Debbie's a good idea as well.
How about pizza rolls? No, that sounds terrible. Candy. Well, man, you can go to, like, Dairy Queen and get candy in your ice cream.
So
having, like, a Snickers ice cream. Maybe.
Well, it doesn't make sense why Hershey's hasn't made their own brand of ice
Hershey's
cream.
Brand milk chocolate ice cream?
Yeah, Hershey's ice cream.
I love milk chocolate
ice cream. They've got to have Hershey's ice cream.
They have to.
I can't see them not Hershey's what not kind having of, a brand of ice cream.
What kind of piece of the market are they missing out on if they don't? Cocoa Berry Hoosh Scoops Northport. Oh, it's a Northport Hershey's ice cream.
Northport, New York. That's a well. So it's not. Yeah,
that's Florida.
Oh yeah, that's weird. So they have stores Hershey's ice cream.
Yeah, but
that looks like the Hershey's.
It kind of does look like the Hershey's Hershey's. Heh. Well, we need to look into this and maybe buy a pint.
Yes, we do five. Have to look into that for sure.
It comes in pints.
So if you think of any food brands that we're missing, let us know. You can communicate with us and let us know on our Facebook page at Deep Fried Geeks, or on our Twitter page at Deep Fried Geeks,
or
Instagram. Also, you can share a picture of a food brand you want us to talk about, or that you think we missed. That would be an amazing ice cream flavor.
Foie gras.
Ooh, that'd be weird. The
Chunkanobi
ice cream. And then you could also email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com and let us know. And then if you tell us, maybe we'll share it next week or the week after and let you know what we think about it. Hey, Tom, guess what?
Wow!
Geek news! So today, Marvel came out on the tweets, and they tweeted the tweets.
Tweeted.
And they said that they're going to be making a huge announcement Thursday the 26th at 10 a.m.
Ooh.
Speculations is that it could do with the Inhumans.
TV show. Okay.
Speculation, it could be doing with them canceling, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. Mm. Speculation, it could be them doing release dates for the Netflix shows.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
All those speculations don't sound like a huge announcement to me.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if they hadn't casted anybody yet for movies.
That's not really, like, somebody would big announce, like, this person's going to be in this movie. That's just...
Yeah, good point.
Something like, they're opening a theme park. That's a big announcement.
That would be pretty cool. That would be a pretty sweet announcement.
I would live there.
You would live there? That's funny.
They'd have to find me and kick me out.
So tune into the Twitter and the Facebooks.
Marvel.
Tomorrow.
At Marvel?
Well, by the time this comes out, actually, we're all going to know what it is.
Yeah, like, it actually is...
This is coming out Thursday night. Friday morning, so you're already gonna know. So, future Matt Man and Time of Two Stars, be excited.
We will.
This hopefully. Announcement. Hopefully, it's a really cool announcement. Hopefully, it'll be an announcement that we can do a whole episode.
Spider Man's dead.
Oh, that'd be sad.
I know. He's dead like five times, though. So, it's not a big stretch.
So, I think that's kind of exciting. Huge announcement. I'm hoping it has to do with theme parks.
I'm betting it's going to be, like, big movie related. So, like, you know, we're going to give you all the movies for free. I don't know. I doubt that.
They don't. Ant-Man doesn't have a release date either yet,
Ant-Man
I don't
2
think.
And the Wasp?
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see what it is. But, and technically, I guess it could be movies, it could be shows, it could be comics.
There's a lot to
maybe
it.
Maybe they're bringing Fantastic Four back. Maybe they're announcing that they took over Fantastic Four movies.
Ooh,
they're teaming
that'd
up
be
with
a
Fox.
Great idea.
That would be a super cool thing for them to announce.
We just bought the X-Men back, yay.
That would be pretty sweet. We bought X-Men back, or we bought Fox or Fantastic Four back.
From
that would
Sony.
Be pretty cool. Other news, Tom.
What?
Jessica Jones and Daredevil Season 2 Funko Pops announced.
Ooh.
So that would open up like a Luke Cage pop, a Jessica Jones pop.
Oh, I need me some of them.
A whole bunch of cool pops.
Gotta
the Purple
pops.
Man.
Purple Man.
Purple Man pop would be cool.
Jessica!
Now, Jessica! That was pretty good. And then Daredevil Season 2 would give us a Punisher pop.
Then Punisher pop.
Because they already have Daredevil pops.
They do with
be
the
Season
suit.
2, which would be
and they have a Foggy Nelson pop, and I think a Karen pop.
I like Foggy Nelson.
We met him in person. He's awesome.
We did. Evan...
Eldon Henson.
Super cool dude.
He had a cool beard.
Tom.
Matt.
Power Rangers trailer. Something I think we could do is I seen this trailer a couple days ago.
I saw it a couple days ago too.
My thought was is we could pause the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And we could rewatch the trailer.
Again? Okay.
And then we could talk about it.
All right, good idea. Because there's some things I was reading about that I missed and I want to look at it.
I agree. So we're going to be back in a couple minutes after we watch the
It's not a couple Power minutes for them. Again. It's literally going to be boop. There we are. It's a couple
we'll
minutes
for back
twice.
In a second. Hold on. And we're back.
Whew.
Whew. Got the Thompson said he had the chills.
I got the tinglies. It just went right up my arm. Awesome.
That's a pretty good trailer. So if you haven't watched it yet, and hopefully you watched it. Hopefully you paused it at the same time we paused it.
Yeah, but we didn't pause the next video.
I didn't stop the YouTubes. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Seamless transition.
So, couple things that I noticed that were the biggest reveals that we hadn't seen yet from that trailer. So if you haven't watched the trailer yet, watch it so you can do this with us. Zordon.
What?
He looks like a guy, like I took the little pin cushion thing, yeah. The pin thing, and I put it on my face and then pulled it off.
Oh, look, it's Bryan Cranston.
I think it's a pretty cool concept, though,
yeah.
Rather than him being in
a big hologram head.
A big hologram head tube, right?
Yeah.
I think that was kind of a neat concept of him being just a talking wall. It was kind of weird.
A wailing wall.
Because he could technically just be a robot.
He could. Like Krang?
Like Krang. and then Alpha 5.
Alpha 5.
With Bill Hader's voice.
It's just, the weird thing is, like, Bill Hader can do so many voices, it just sounded like himself.
It did. It was a little
but
weird.
But that's okay.
I
still, like, a little high-pitched version of himself.
It was a little reminiscent of the original
Alpha
5.
So I'm hoping for...
That'd be pretty sweet.
They gotta do it. They gotta at least once.
So I felt a lot better about Alpha 5 seeing him in action.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw more of the Rangers.
More Rangers, super suit, jumping, fighting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cool fight scenes. We saw them fighting putties, which is pretty cool. Billy's kicks was cool when he was kicking the putty like 7 times.
Yeah.
And then the other big thing is we saw the Megazord.
The Megazord.
Megazord and the Zords. I think we saw all of them.
It kind of showed them all running down the street.
Saw Sabretooth highlighted jumping on Goldar. And then we saw
Goldar.
Which
Power Rangers.
I wasn't too sure about Goldar when I saw the toy, but going back and actually checking out Goldar in action looked pretty cool.
Yeah, giant big gold man.
We saw a lot more Rita too.
Uh huh.
So I am cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic.
How about you?
I'm excited, but yeah, we're right too. I'm a little cautiously optimistic. Yes. I think it's going to be good. I just hope it's not too different.
Yes, I hope it's not too different too, and I hope that they don't mess it up. That was my favorite part. Was the
at
end.
The end.
It was pretty sweet. So check out that trailer. That made me officially even more excited for that movie. It made me feel better. Every little more footage we see of the movie, I get more excited for it. So, and the other trailer that came out, Time of Two Stars, is the Logan trailer.
The Wolverine, Saga of the Wolverine.
Yes, the very last time we're going to be seeing Hugh Jackman is the Wolverine. Yeah. So, everybody knows that the first trailer that came out was a little depressing. It made me really sad watching that trailer because it was the Hurt song by Johnny Cash.
Myself today to see if I was emo.
I tried to focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
Yep.
My claws pierced my skin. Sorry.
A little Matt Mantello player. Right there, special.
Professor X is a hallucination.
I don't think he is.
You don't think so? You think he's really there?
I think he's really there. Maybe not.
So if you haven't watched the trailer yet, we're going to go watch the trailer. So at the same time we're watching the Logan trailer, you can watch the Logan trailer. And you can pause and we're going to pause. Holy cow.
Watched
the regular trailer, and then we watched the extended Red Band Edition trailer.
That's right.
Which is R-rated and a little bit longer. Do you know when this movie comes out, Tommy Two Stars?
March 3rd.
March 3rd. So before Wonder Woman.
Oh, it does.
So, yeah, because Wonder Woman comes out like the 20th, I think. No, you know, Wonder Woman comes out in February. What comes out on March 17th? Something comes out on, Iron Fist comes out on March 17th. Ooh. Soon, March 3rd is soon, Mr. Two Stars.
It is literally around the corner.
It is literally around the corner.
January's almost over. 4 weeks later, we're into March.
I have a feeling this is going to be the best X-Men movie yet.
I think you're right. I really do love the X-Men movie, but this is just going to be awesome.
It's going to be something completely different. Yep. Something we haven't seen before.
That's right.
I'm wondering how they're going to do the whole everybody's dead and it's kind of post-apocalyptic.
Because the way Apocalypse ended, it's like it's still normal. Like, they still have the class is still going and everything like that.
Yeah, so it's a little weird. It's going to be interesting to see how they jump forward. I still have a strong, sneaking suspicion that Professor X isn't real.
I didn't notice that until watching it again. That it does kind of seem like that might be true. It's like a little... His conscience is kind of haunting him.
Yeah, so we'll see kind of what happens with that. If he's real or if he's another guy that he's pretending is Professor X or if he's just hallucination or whatever. It should be pretty interesting to see how they play that off.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl, X-23, right?
X-23.
Looks pretty BA.
She's unstoppable.
She does look unstoppable. Gouging people's eyes
out. She's the second best at what she do.
So the movie looks pretty awesome, entitled Logan, comes out on March 3rd.
If you like X-Men and Wolverine and slashery, slashery.
Snickety,
popping claws. I'm going to pop some claws, going to cut some reavers with my adamantium.
The coolest thing about this movie, Tom, is it's rated R.
Yeah.
So we have not had a rated R Wolverine yet.
Not yet.
So I hope they just gore it up. I hope he goes nuts. I hope he kills a bunch of people. Literally berserk. I hope he just goes...
Feral rage. Cuts people up, son.
Because in the last X-Men movie, which was...
Apocalypse.
We saw the craziest Wolverine we've seen yet.
Yeah.
And it was the Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
Where he kind of went crazy.
He was still wearing the sensory mask and stuff.
Right, and tore some people up.
He tore them up.
Weapon X Wolverine, that's what he said.
For totes.
So that was pretty sweet. So this would be cool to see this, Logan. Tom!
Matt!
Did you hear what Star Wars said?
I heard and I saw.
Disney. They've released the first poster and the title for episode 8. Movie. Would you like to announce what it is?
At this point, but we're going to say it anyway. The Last Jedi.
Diabetes. The Last Jedi. Which, Luke,
I need some insulin.
which brings up a whole bunch of questions. Who is the Last Jedi?
That's what I was thinking plural? About.
Because Jedi could...
Could the Jedi Order is multiple people?
Yes.
And the Last of the Jedi?
Who do you think the Last Jedi is?
I'm betting it's going to be Rey.
You think Mark's going to die?
I bet that's where they're going with.
I couldn't handle them killing Han. I can't imagine what's going to happen when they kill Luke and Leia.
That's the only logical thing I could think of.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think it's a great name.
I forget Leia technically would be a Jedi too because she's strong with the Force, yes. Just like Luke.
I think it's a really good name. Supposedly these movies were supposed to be very Leia focused, but you know that Carrie's gone. It's going to be a little bit harder, probably, to be so focused.
No.
I'm excited. I think it's a great name. Mm-hmm. Now we can stop just calling it Episode 8.
I mean, for
eight.
A while, it was just Luke. So he was the last Jedi. And then all of a sudden, there's another.
So now we can start calling it The Last Jedi instead of Episode 8. Comes out in December.
So now I'm wondering where it's like talking about, you know, where Yoda's like, no, there's another.
Yes.
If she's referring to Leia and her lineage.
Maybe
Kylo Ren and Rey.
I'm
curious now.
Maybe Yoda's not referring. Maybe Yoda wasn't referring to Leia. Maybe he was referring to...
The children.
Who knows?
Curious now.
Yeah, because we still don't know who Rey is either.
Nope.
So, The Last Jedi is the name of the new Star Wars movie. There's a cool little video that Josh Gad released on his Twitter page. I guess he's filming some kind of movie with Daisy Ridley.
Okay.
And so he's in his trailer, and Daisy comes in, like, it's early in the morning, and she's got, like, a bathrobe on and her hair up in, like, a hairnet. And she's like, why is it so important for me to come over here, Josh? And he's like, I really need to talk to you. It's really important. And she's like, okay. He's like, who's the last Jedi? She, you know I can't do this. And so they go on this little banter of her getting all mad at him and stuff.
That's
and
awesome.
He's like, all right, I'll tell you a secret. Olaf is in Frozen 2. Okay, your turn. Last Jedi.
Your turn. It's your court now.
So and she gets all mad at him. So pull that up. Look that up on the social medias and the interwebs. It's a cool little fun video to watch. And to see Josh Gad harassing Daisy Ridley, which everybody is probably doing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anybody who's got a social media handle and you're in Star Wars is going to be hitting up like crazy.
Yes. Tired, man. That sleepiness is kicking back up to me.
Sleepiness is kicking
in. It's those late night... GFB meetings.
GFBs. Yeah, they have grannies for bats, man. They up all night. Serving justice with bat needles.
I'm not the crocheter you need.
Where's Rachel?
Keep calm and geek on.